Welcome to this week's audio update. Over the last few weeks, we've talked a little bit about the history of the Missouri Capitol and the role St. Louis has played in the growth and expansion of our state. This week, I thought we'd discuss the legislature a little and how it changed dramatically over the last 193 years. Before Missouri became a state, we had what's known as a territorial legislature, composed of a House of Representatives and a legislative council. The state was divided into five counties, with members meeting annually in St. Louis. Then, in 1821, Missouri officially became a state. Under the Missouri Constitution, there could only be 100 members of the General Assembly. Each county had one House representative who served a two-year term. The Senate could have no fewer than 14 members and no more than 33, with senators serving a four-year term. The first legislature after Missouri became a state was composed of 50 representatives and 18 senators. Within 20 years, there were more than 90 representatives, which shows the incredible population growth that our state enjoyed during the mid-1800s. During the Civil War, things were particularly interesting. The governor of Missouri was pro-South and wanted the state to secede. However, a group of radical Republicans who were fiercely opposed to slavery drummed up enough support in St. Louis to mobilize a march on Jefferson City. The governor and the legislature fled to nearby Neosho. While the Civil War raged on, Missouri actually had two governors and legislatures. One, the provisional government in Jefferson City, which prevented the state from seceding, and the pro-South governor and legislature, which were eventually driven to Marshall, Texas, where they continued to try to govern the state until the end of the war. The next major change in the legislature came in 1970, when a constitutional amendment passed allowing for two regular sessions for a General Assembly. As our state grew, this became more difficult, which was one of the reasons we moved to two regular sessions, basically a session every year, not every 2 years. This also led to the establishing of the annual veto session, which was first held in 1989. Perhaps the greatest change to our legislature came in the early 1990s with the passage of term limits. Before this, it wasn't uncommon at all for a representative, but especially a senator, to serve for decades. They were referred to Senate Lions. By 2002, term limits forced many of these legislatures to retire. It truly ushered in a new era in our capital. Today, there are 163 representatives in the House and 34 senators. We meet once a year for a regular session and then once a year for a veto session. Members are limited to a total of 16 years of service, 8 in the House and 8 in the Senate. The legislature has truly undergone some incredible transformations over the years, almost 200 years now in the making of our state. And now you know a little bit more about where we're at today. I hope you've enjoyed this week's update. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.